Gunwash new assignment is 9 p.m. here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It is 77 and overcast. Juan and Jeff from Small Black are in studio live. And there's all sorts of things to talk about. So that's coming up next on Gunwash. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
I was almost having trouble, like, reading the outline because Jeremy is so mad at Jack for apparently being a snitch. I don't know. It has something to do with Marco, Mr. A-OK, Mr. A-OK 95, Windows 95. A little bit worried this evening. I don't see Armando with us, and that's strange. Usually, if he's not here, he gives notice or call of some kind. My co-host is,
I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay, too. Well, listen, Gunwash listeners, I know you can find us here every Thursday. We broadcast live from Roberta's here in Bushwick, Brooklyn, proudly from the heritageradionetwork.org. And, of course, you can find us 24-7 on gunwash.com. And if you'd like to call in, of course, the number is 718-497-2128. I can see from the window in the booth we have Mr. Lee Trice is in the house.
Lee.
That's like a famous artist guy. And a close pal. And we're ready to enter into another wonderfully produced episode by Jack and Odetta.
Whatever.
What a team.
What a team.
Awesome.
Well, listen, tonight we have our friends Juan and Jeff. They are from the group Small Black. Now,
that's
they're
right.
Very, very much sought after.
Thank you very much.
Chill wave, indie rock. I don't like to put things in genres, but if that's what they call it on the television and the internet, I must refer to it as that because
yeah.
I'm not smart enough to say otherwise. Well, welcome. We're happy to have you, and I hope you've made yourself comfortable. Please say hello to the world of Gunwash.
Hello, world.
Yeah. Well, we are happy to have you here, and I see that you brought a friend of yours with you who's sitting next to you.
Yeah, well, this direction? Yeah,
that direction.
This is
both beautiful.
They're both beautiful people.
Right, yes,
got Jeff
I can tell. Yeah.
Jeff is here to my left. He plays drums, and he's also into a lot of these topics. And this is Liz from out of town. Say hi.
Hi.
Now, Liz, more of that applause.
Out of town, Liz,
out of town Liz
is here.
Give a little applause.
Huge.
Thank you.
Can you believe
that's
that?
Huge.
And so Jeff and Juan, of course, are talented musicians, but everyone that comes on here is a talented musician, so it's okay. And I'll be surprised if I can get through much of anything tonight because Jeremy's very upset at Jack and Armando's not here. And but it's great because we've got a whole list of things that we connect.
Fuck Spliffington.
We'll get to that. We can get to that after the first.
Yeah, I
want to
hear about
segment.
This conflict. There's,
it's
going re- on.
It's very. It's all very right. interesting. As a matter of fact,
it's
you'll
a conspiracy.
Love it. You're gonna love it.
Okay.
You're not gonna believe it. Mm-hmm. Jack is kind of a snitch, though. I have to say. I really have to be honest.
That's true.
No, I'm not saying, Jeremy wants to weigh in. He wants part of the conversation. But listen, we will find out a lot of stuff about our friends Juan and Jeff, and of course a lot more. We've picked out some specific topics that we feel match our, here's our co-host. Oh, good.
Oh,
everyone's in-house. Well, now that everyone's here, let's go to Spliffington, and we'll be back in about, I'd say, 5 minutes. You're listening to Gunwash. Gunwash.com is the place to go for this, and whatever. Welcome, Armando. Sit down.
Who the hell is that?
Informer! Yeah, informer, there today or tomorrow. Yeah, anytime, where's the punch up? Informer, there from radio, going so shut up, yes, I'm a mouse, come on, dance it. Informer! Yeah, informer, there today or tomorrow. Yeah, anytime, where's the punch up? Informer, there from radio, going so shut up, yes, I'm a mouse, come on, dance it. Who's that, who do I? So informer and me gun go and be friend. Feed the Uzi and the Big Mac 10. Murderation for them and them friend. Hey, hey, can't stop who not go pet no no. So informer feed it for early out that a true.
Informer.
Yeah, informer dead today or tomorrow. Yeah, anytime where's the punch up. Informer feed it for early out. Guns out, shot the face and in a mouth. Take a bantan say so. What me say, who do I? What me say? So informer and me gun. don't rhyme, be friend. Send for the Uzi on the Big Mac 10. It's like murderation for them and them friend. Can't stop who now go pet none. So inform up for them from early out that a true. Request the special and the long Uzi too. Murderation for them and them crew. How we tell police what we are do. How we rob banks and bring some save you is like Tanga yes by Riongle.
Out to Will Coldy.
When rain and dew, gun big like a plate shot, long like bamboo. So when we sing, informer and we gun going be friend. Send for the Uzi and the Big Mac 10 gangsters. Murderation for them and them friend.
Now hear this, y'all laugh with a laugh with people, man. We kill people and drink blood. Original bunch of bantam from the show your face, road boy.
Hear me now, all road boy. Man fit dead, just make them know we not see up no lead. On shot me bust up in a
informer head and he dead.
Yeah. Now hear this, y'all laugh with a laugh with people, man. We kill people and drink blood. Original bunch of bantam from the show your face, road boy.
Hear me now, all road boy. Man fit dead. Just make them know we not see up no land.
Don't shop we bust up in a informer.
Unfitted jungle is not see up no land. Don't shop we bust up in a informer.
Yeah, and never Herbert on the ones, then the ones, then the ones, then the ones. All right.
Coming back.
We're back. I don't care. Well, that was excellent. Whew. Buju. And I haven't heard a Buju song for very, very long.
That was great.
So thank you, Herbert.
That was so awesome.
Welcome back to Gunwash. We are proud to announce that Armando is in studio. I was worried, and usually if he's going to be late, he tells us. We're not at all disappointed.
Yeah,
it was a weird move,
but well, it's cool.
We're just concerned. We're not upset in any way. Well, Gunwash listeners, thank you, of course, for tuning in. It is 9:07 here on a Thursday evening, and I can hear you clicking in and listening to
how many minutes was I late? Like, how many?
You're like 2 minutes late, man. That's fine.
Really?
Dude, you've never been late before. It's fine.
I know.
You've never been late, but it's fine. It's okay. It's not gonna affect your career here at Gunwash. Well, Gunwash listeners, thank you, of course, for tuning in. It is 9:07 here. Thank you. There's this whole story tonight. We have to get the stuff because Juan and Jeff and other members of the band Small Black are in studio. And we want to talk about music, but it's, you know, boring and all that stuff. But you know something, Armando?
What up? Put me on.
And it is 9.
Tell me.
Marco, our pal, friend of the show and, of course, family member of the full-service Gunwash family, is having an all-vinyl party. And Jeremy Spliffington said something that, like, what did you say? If you say on your flyer that it's all vinyl, you won't get no pussy or something like this.
All vinyl means no bitches.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Okay. So then he takes a
Bring some girls.
So then Jack takes a screenshot of this and of course sends it to our friend Marco and then, you know, whatever.
Because I'm a snitch.
Yeah, that's how you do it, babe. Whatever. It's all good.
Snitch for cash. That's direct. Direct, no obfuscation, snitching.
Right.
there's no ways around it, Jack. Like, come on, son.
He likes to make comedy. We have a show, and there's things to talk about.
So.
in any case,
fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, listen. In any case, we do have our friends from Small Black. Now, say hello again. Now, introduce yourselves, please. Here's the thing about music interviews. Like, I don't know shit about anything. So, like, why don't you tell me what you do?
Well, we just keep beaming in and out right now.
Yeah, man. We're just in here hanging out.
Cool.
I'm Juan. I play bass and guitar.
So I said it in the weird way. I said Juan.
You said Juan. I don't know how to say my own name
in
this country,
but I'll
say Juan.
Juan.
Yeah.
Well, you just think it's easier.
I think it's easier to say Juan, but nobody understands me. Yeah.
But so. I try for you.
He does a good job. He tries for me.
I try for you.
He's trying.
He tries for me, Argentina. He does.
But you're from America. You're from New York, right?
I'm from fucking Argentina.
Yeah. Oh, you're from Argentina.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Argentina, then D.C., then New York.
Okay. Well, what a trip you've made.
It's been
Juan.
Juan. Yeah, that's very good.
And, you know, it's funny because earlier in the show, you guys, before we went on, you asked me, you know, do I know Will Colby? And I said, oh, yeah, Will Colby's a friend of the show, and we hang out together, we travel together and all this stuff. And then, you know, he works for Pitchfork, and then I was like, oh, and this guy, Juan, used to have this show on Pitchfork.
Are you referring to Juan's basement?
Yeah, and I know it's not on anymore, but you had some pretty big people. And do you find yourself to be a broadcaster as well as a musician? I mean, you've had Vampire Weekend, things like this. I don't really get into that music that much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of impressive. I mean,
we like Vampire Weekend, you know.
They're great.
They've got great beats.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I don't follow music so fast. I'm slow on it, but
it's hard to keep up.
It is hard to keep up. But so now, why no more? Why no more journalism for you?
You know, just we did like 30 episodes, and I was like, the show's run its course. Done everything wanted to do on it. And
I wish.
You know, I wish you guys kind of had the similar feeling about your show. You know?
Yeah, you wish that it ended.
No,
right?
No, it's amazing.
I wish it ended at 30 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god! If our show ended at 30 episodes, we'd all have jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
In any case.
Well, I just, with the band and touring, I couldn't keep
doing
it on a regular basis.
You couldn't keep it going.
And the basement floods. And the basement floods. More often than usual.
Oh, but that's not fun when you're... Oh, where I guess
you don't want
the
flood with all the lights, and you got the cameras and the electrocution.
Because once it started getting really pro, then...
Then you lose a lot of money.
It started as a public access kind of show, and then it went and got on the internets.
Of course.
So, you know how that works.
And so then you started touring and doing a lot of shows and doing a lot of music. Of course, maintaining your point of view. They mentioned that you are, how do you say, chill wave.
You know, that was the original term.
Is that a genre?
You know, I'm looking at it.
We're not
like,
that into that term, but we'll accept it.
Whatever
want to say.
Yeah, that sounds fine. I mean, like, I'm looking at the notes. Like, they gave me notes from, like, whatever asshole.
On our Wikipedia, it says that we... don't totally like that term, I think.
That's, I mean, it says here...
But I commissioned a Chill Wave t-shirt.
That's
so,
right. He did.
Then I guess you're in the Chill Wave thing.
You know.
But I'm seeing... It says, let's see.
Chill Wave, 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 Chill Wave,
Chill Wave. Oh, mom.
Like a Technicolor Sunrise bike ride with a head full of weed.
That sounds like one of the reviews.
Yeah, it sounds like one of the, like, something like a little bit derivative of like Hunter S. Thompson. Listen, I think that's all great, but let's get down to it. I mean, the real issue here tonight,
the real fucking issue,
is where we're going in our minds when we lose time.
Oh
my god.
Yeah, like me. I came fucking late.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no,
so
but
I can
we,
say the F bomb.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, you can say
you
could,
you should have heard last week.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, wait, do we have any
No, mom, I can't play that because it's like I couldn't even put that one on iTunes and
we
had to go straight
to
SoundCloud.
We had a show that was so bad last week.
Was it?
How bad?
No, it was good. It was good.
That iTunes.
It was so good it was bad.
That
iTunes.
It was immensely offensive. It was offensive.
It was offensive in a way that's it took my breath away. It's hard to explain, really. But in any case, I think this show is a little bit more relevant. Now, you mentioned earlier, Juan, that you are, in fact, and you did bring a T-shirt.
I brought a T-shirt.
Yeah, well, you brought a T-shirt that has an alien on it, and I like aliens and stuff.
So this is from a place that we stopped on tour called Space Alien Bar and Grill.
Space Alien Bar and Grill. Where is
that? It was...
Beaming up.
Yeah, I think it was. I want to say like
Bismarck, maybe
something like
was
that.
Was it in South Dakota?
Or maybe Dakota.
Oh wow!
But anyway,
that's pretty cool.
And
Dakota,
actually,
North whatever Dakota.
I talked to. I talked to the people that worked there, and I was like, "Do you guys believe in any of this stuff?" And they're like, "No,
we never
looked it up."
Yeah, but see, they probably live in like a mecca of where UFOs are.
Right. They don't even care.
They
man.
Don't care.
They just serve the food. They're
yeah,
like,
they just serve
we
the
don't
food.
Even care.
So they don't care about the branding
they don't
behind
care
the
about, fact. Apparently, it was McDonald's execs that started this chain.
But you know what's so stupid about that? It's like remember when Alien Workshop came out with the Believe board and it had like the green alien on it and it had the eyes and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah, and so everyone like clicked into. And then like Sightings was on Sci-Fi, so everyone like understood like what. But like, look, it's green. Like they're not doing justice to the true gray.
It's not. It's not actually green. It's more of a grayish, bluish hue.
If anything, and like you know, a mind a gray. You know, the smaller ones that are more white. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're more white colored.
Yeah.
And then of course the true grays.
Right.
That are a bit taller and more pigmented like you and I.
And then there's the very taller, the more mantis-like beings that usually lead. Oh, yeah, that's a big sound.
This is when you do your monologue.
Yeah, they lead the abduction. They are the bosses of the Greys.
And you know everyone says like, you know, it was a dream or... you know, something happened. You're like, no. A guy with big eyes put a needle in my asshole, and it went up into my stomach, and then I was in my bed, and I don't remember anything else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, you were dreaming.
Yeah.
So anyway, they
Hell
do
of a
this.
Dream.
They do this at
Yeah, this happens. You know, the government allows them to do this in part of a technology exchange program that started back in the 40s.
Yeah, what about that? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, when it started happening, they met with the government, and then the government said, you can do this as long as you give us technology. But then what happened is that they stopped giving us the technology, but they kept doing the abductions.
Yeah, so certain journalists, people like John Lear...
Yeah.
Dr. Richard, also named Lear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are people who say, listen, I've taken things out of people's skin that's mm-hmm. clearly
sure.
an
the,
implant.
The implants that they've taken to labs and analyzed them.
Exactly.
And material that's not from,
right,
that
it's
they
metal,
can't recognize.
Yeah, exactly. Metals that yeah. don't come from our Earth.
It's a tag. It's a little tag that reads our nervous system and sends back data.
You know, and then like...
Mothership.
Yeah. And, you know... people such as John Rhodes, you know, that he'll say things like, well, my daughter has I look inside her ear, and she has a perfectly cylindrical cut out of it. And then on the other side, in her other ear, directly across, she has a perfectly cylindrical cut out of her ear.
Yeah.
And you say that can't be from Earth.
Right.
We're talking about, like, on a pig's ear? That kind
no,
of
no,
thing?
No, like, no, like a human's ear.
Yeah.
Human's ear.
Like a little cut like this?
No,
like what
like,
you'd see
like
on
imagine,
a tagged pig or
like,
something?
Like, imagine if I took a piece of clay
yeah.
and then I put, like, a little cylinder into it and then took it out and left an impression.
Oh. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little
yeah.
skin sampling thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, DNA sample. There's a lot of theories about why they do that. One of them is that their own DNA is running dry and they need to mix it with human DNA to continue there. I think it's more part of a long hybridization project. If you look into Dr. David Jacobs, he talks a lot
make
about
note
the,
of that.
Yeah, he talks a lot about the hybridization long-term process that the Greys have been a part of.
All in the Zeta Reticuli, but you're aware of like the Pleiarians and the Pleiadians.
The Pleiadians,
and,
yeah,
all that stuff.
I'm not into. We're not into the New Age kind of take.
I'm into the New Age stuff.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But what determines old and New Age?
Well, I think in the 90s, everyone was reporting all these abductions, and they said, look, they were big and sand colored, and they had big black eyes, and you would never think in a million years, well, the aliens that live a bajillion light years away could look like us.
Right.
But and you know they could.
We look like them.
We look like them. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Think about
good
that.
Good way
man.
Of thinking. Yeah, think about that for a little
yeah,
bit.
Think
yo,
about that for a minute.
Yo.
Get a little echo. Think about that. My
when
dog
I think
and
about
everything.
It, I think about it, then I don't sweat it.
So, what draws you to this type of content? Do you feel you've been abducted? Do you? Feel
no, I've actually never had any abduction. I've never had any abduction or
do you ever wish?
I've never had a sighting. I do wish I was abducted.
No.
Telepathically, I would communicate a sense of peace to them and let them know that I'm not fighting back. I'm okay with what's happening. I just want to know for research purposes. And John Mack actually talked about that, too. He wished that he had been abducted because he studied hundreds and hundreds of cases, and he wanted to know.
But you know that
but
John,
they wouldn't
John
want
Mack,
you to research them, right? I mean,
you know what you should do?
You know, Jack,
you know
it really...
You if I were you?
What would you do?
I'll get it tattooed on my chest, right?
That's
and then
like,
I'll just point at it while
like,
they're
me.
Abducting me.
You can
like,
vector them in through different meditation techniques. That's the whole other...
This is what I'm trying to get at. I mean, yeah,
thing.
Stephen Greer, he's the guy that...
The
Disclosure Project.
Yeah,
where everyone said that they saw, like, I saw 43 different species, and they were all standing
57
in the same room.
57 are documented by the CIA.
Exactly, yeah. And so what do you feel about that? I mean, you've heard the story where it's like they had to condition soldiers who worked in DUMS, deep underground military
yeah, sure.
bases. They had to show them, here's a picture of a human, look at that for a while. Here's a picture of a weird looking human, look at that for a while. Here's a picture of a weirder human, look at that for a while. Here's a picture of an alien, because if you were to show them an alien, they would have a heart attack and
yeah.
die. Right, because we look at it in movies and we see it on screen, but to see an alien in real life
yes.
would make you so frightened that you would actually die.
You know, and some people have died through telepathic communications because they can read your brain. Basically, they like beam in and they can look through your thoughts, and they do this during abductions. Though the gray will put his eye right up against your face, and it will start connecting with your brain. And there's actually, I'll tell you a neat trick that I learned, that you can actually scramble their brains
oh.
by thinking of a phrase and repeating it, a ridiculous phrase like... Just thinking like...
Is that like where we get mantras?
You're just like apple
stuff?
Pie, apple pie, apple pie, apple
oh,
pie. And you just think about it over and over again. And like on a delay, and then it actually can fry their brain. I've heard stories of people frying the gray alien's brain and then being able to actually, like, take him out, like, and reach in and, like, look, pull the eye down and all this crazy stuff.
See, now that would be unbelievable because you hear the stories from...
It's like fighting an alligator.
From the guys like...
yeah, you got to use your, like, your mind.
What's his fucking name?
It's like sticking a pipe in, like, a bike tire. Like, at some dudes, after you're on a motorcycle, you stick a pipe in the wheel, and then it's just done.
It's done.
Well, isn't like this guy, Jim Sparks, he said, like, his reaction, like, he tried to punch them, but that does no good. Because
no,
they don't,
you can't
yeah,
do
you
that.
Can't
you
got to
use your mind.
Exactly.
It's the only way to...
Exactly,
because the gray, the little ones, a lot of time, they are actually, like, half cyborg, like, half they're human, cybernetic, right. half human, so you can actually kind of trip out their brains.
So, like,
I wish I was an alien.
You are.
Well, you are.
Yeah, you are.
We are.
We all are aliens.
No, but like the gray one or...
No, you don't want to be a gray. That's like a slave species.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
They're
so
a slave
what's
species.
What's not the slave species?
You
true
be,
grays. True grays.
You want to be a tall white?
Yeah, a tall
or
white.
Or a Pleiadian or a mantis-like being?
Like
you want to be in control?
And I... Yeah. What he said.
Yeah.
By the way, I heard reptilians like to fuck a lot.
Reptilians are crazy, like Obama.
Yeah. Is that now what you get into that?
David Icke.
Yeah.
I think that's more symbolic.
I think David Icke's an informer personally.
You think he's disinfo?
Yeah, yeah.
You think he's psyops disinfo?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh man, that's kind of freaking me out right now. That's it's
really
nice.
Well, we have to, you know.
It's nice though. I like it.
I always say to myself, like, listen, there's and we'll have people on the show who own missile silos, people on the show from the IRS, pharmaceutical whistleblowers, and I always say to myself, you know, there's no way anyone can hear this stuff, but Jesus Christ, you never know, they could be listening, right?
They are listening. I know that I'm on a million lists of I'm on lists from the stuff that I look up, the stuff that I put on my Facebook.
I get really paranoid about it.
What's up?
How come you look this up?
I'm fascinated by it, and I feel like, you know what, if they want to get me, they're going to get me anyway. I know, they're tracking our phones. You've seen all the Snowden stuff. They're,
of course.
They know everything
that's
going on.
That guy's a wacko, too.
You think he's a wacko?
I don't know. Listen, you know, I don't watch enough news, unfortunately.
He's bold.
Yeah, he's like,
bold.
It's a band. He's like, Snowden, he's doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good stuff.
He's in good
he's
shit.
He's doing good shit, man.
Well, listen.
Snowden's a cool dude.
Incredibly, incredibly informative. More stuff to talk about. Of course, we haven't really touched on John Mack that much. I mean,
yeah,
like
I'll tell you the story
about
John Mack.
Yeah. Got to. And I know you have some connections going on in there, and I'm a little bit curious about what you know about him and what possibly has happened to him, and we will get to that here on Gunwash. We're going to go to Herbert Spliffington for just a few minutes. You're listening to Gunwash. You know, you can find us 24/7 on gunwash.com, and we broadcast from the Heritage Radio Network. I know there's a lot of people calling in right now, so get online, 718-497-2128. Juan and Jeff from Small Black are in the studio.
We don't make with no art. Murderation every time people have left behind a big crime bound to get up on the front line of KG9 and say, yeah, I got your spy that be die. Cop a shot in them heart. I will not them. I will keep my say. Murderation. People have lost without a cause. We don't make with no art. Murderation every time people have left behind a big crime bound to get up on the front line of KG9 and say, yeah, I got your spy that be die. Cop a shot in them heart. I will not them. I will keep man said, tell you a spy your feet die with no explanation. Don't ask me why it's like in far from murderer, you left the whole world a cry. Must be gun now is the shot multiply. I got your informer, I be no bonify. I can tell you tell the whole world papaya. When you get in cry, we kill hands and fly. Cause I come a rally, just a fly. Wicked man now run, we just wave we gun high. Booyaka, booyaka, we shoot the bulls on your set. I got your spy that feet die. Cop a shot in on them heart. I not them, I wicked man say, for you a spy, you feel die. Fi murder some, no me gonna plea and a cry. It's like, at least murder a cold blooded and try. I feel said that you wicked don't talk well, just try. See me me gun and come style me like pie. No shot a go bust up your shot multiply. People a go mona go leap up white tie. Murder informer and all key guy. From your love chat, well you get your bone fry. Ask me no question, me tell you no lie. Informer chat a gun chat me reply. We murder some now, we gonna play and a cry. So I got your spy that feed I eat up a shot in a dem on. I win a dem.
Scrubby bitch. No, I didn't farm it. I mean, just see the four boy gun on the can a while ago with four different guns. The boy with the general brandished the magnum. Yes, I feel me just see the four boy gun on the can a while ago with four different guns. The boy with the general brandished the magnum with the magazine a drag wrong. Infam of the dead from early out without a doubt. Kill anything, but we collect your money. Yeah, save you, jungle stingy. Bad boy, you look and tell the bad boy them again. Yeah, you hear me? We tell them splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, put up your hand like a gun. Splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, me look and tell him this. What is? Yes, I feel me just see the four boy gun on the can a while ago with four different guns. The boy with the general, I brandish the magnum with the magazine, I drag wrong. Infarmer, if you dead from early out without a doubt, kill anything, but we collect your money. Yeah, save you, jungle, stingy. Bad boy, you look and tell the bad boy them again. Yeah, you hear me? We tell them splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, put up your hand like a gun. Splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, me look and tell him this. Give any man up, well, them give them gunshot. Jump this world, them and give them gunshot. Steve, you man, with them and give them gunshot. Wilders, with them and give them gunshot. Boy, you man, with them and give them gunshot. Papa shot me, give up in farmer and friend for you no like it. Farmer, make me see the hand, then me tell them splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, put up your hand like a gun, 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 splurt. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like it. Farmer, me look and tell him this. Tell me in farmer, say me gun no giant church. When me fire shot, boy, that no reverse. Me gun no go up. What don't go in a statement? Don't go kick me gun, we give you is a one apartment. Then before this, and now you get that permanent. R.I.P. and you not pay no rent. Same thing me, I go give you informer friend. You call the general, name a couple shot to get again. Because bad boy, no keep no informer friend. Me tell them split. When you see the bad boy, you come for you no like informer. Put up your hand like a...
Man, this the bad boy, you put my gun by his man. You look on the bad boy. Bad boy, kill and no apologize, man. This the bad boy, you put by the gun, boys, man. You look at the bad boy and tell him again. Clean gun, red light, man. You look at him and tell him. Yeah, you hear me? All bad boy, watch this. All you no liking, farmers, say put up on no. Man, this the bad boy, you put by the gun, boys, man. You look at the bad boy. Boy, kill and no apologize, man. This the bad boy, you put by the gun, boys, man. You look at the bad boy and tell him again. Clean gun, red light, man. You look at him and tell him. Yeah, you hear me? All bad boy, watch this. All you no liking, farmers, say put up on no hand. All of the bad boy, yeah, me tell him. All you no like, in farmers, say put up on no hand. Look at the bad boy and tell him. Yeah, you hear me? Bad boy, kill people and them no apologize. The program by the gamper ice. Bad boy kill people and them no apologize. This the program by the gamper ice. But them the day when people the man a kill man and find a boy in man farm. Him is a dead man, where them did they? When jungle is man a kill man, say pan a boy in farm. Him is a dead man, where them did they? When back to man a kill man, say pan a boy in farm. Him is a dead man, where them did they? When Portmore man a kill man, say pan a boy in farm. Him is a dead man, we just shot them and tap them and light them and burn them. All in farm, you know them a be dead. Shot them and tap them and light them and burn them. All in farm, you know them a be dead. Me turn up all on no light. In farm, I say put up on no hand. All of the bad boy gang, me tell them no all on no light. In farm, I say put up on no hand. Let me look at them and tell them, watch this. Say from a boy in farm that fi get gunshot and 6 foot six down in a boat box. I rim see a velvet box and him one go in a dot. Him see a pretty one with the glass pan the top.
Pull out, oh God, guns out. Me a tell a bad boy don't pet and pound. Original bounty killer all in farm of a dead. We don't pet and pound on a ramp a shot boy in them face and head. When me look and tell him boy them say no bad boys. From we pop out we gun blood a go run like a river Jordan. Come down. From we pop out, we gone holy pop blood. I go run X amount of people life I go done.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Pull out, oh God, guns out. Me a tell a bad boy, don't pet and pound. Original bounty killer, all in form of a dead. We don't pet and pound, we don't run for shot boy in the face and head. When we look at them, boy, them say no bad boys.
From we pop out, we gone blood a go run like a river Jordan a come down. From we pop out, we gone holy pop blood. I go run X amount of people life I go done. When me said come a shot, remember me telling not just that ear day. Man a bust so much magnum, man glad come make we split. Coffee we gun then come back well then. We murder all 100 transport. Ricky that teaching men pop out, glad you a fool. Over there so all up talk and shot, that's why you know. And the drum your head chop look ne. Them all a prepare your funeral box. Copper shot, jungle is no bustle head from when. All your mama and your pooper a go dead think we play. When we a run we gonna red early morning. We go take your brother out time made in the public. Shot him and bust him head him dead. You know you will see view man them said. From a man back them gun your fi road. Now when you kill them you got shot you a road. Put in a your hand, flirt and run. Firehouse in the minute. Them boy, they be lose them face. From far, distance miss away cross the street.
And the motorcycles are... Yes. And welcome back to Gunwash. You know we are on gunwash.com.
Aaron.
Yes. Hey, sir. How you doing?
Every week when I think I've like gained control over the studio, you know, I'm like, I think I finally got it.
You think even though like sometimes the spatial barriers,
it's a mess in a
space like this is hard to manage, especially with a bunch of egos and personalities inside it. We all need our stuff. We all need our airtime. We all need our segments. We all need our mics. We all need our cans. We all need our levels. Sound effects got to be on when they're supposed to be on.
Yes.
We get pissy if they're not. It's a lot of work. I give a lot of respect to you and, of course, all the people that produce here at Heritage.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you know, you can find us all the time on gunwash.com.
Always.
Just letting you know.
Every time.
Every time.
I wish I was in space.
Yeah. Well, you know something? Our studio guest here, Juan, knows quite a bit about that.
I want to know.
Well... I want to know, too. But I want to approach the subject elegantly. I don't want
That's
to rush into it.
That's why I'm so quiet.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
Yeah, I'm, like, soaking in all this information.
Well, if you could ask Armando one question of our friend Juan.
Juan.
Who knows so very much
it's
about...
It's Rich Homie Juan.
Ah. If you could ask Rich Homie Juan one question about this, his vast knowledge of... space aliens and their activity with us humans. What would that question be, in fact?
Yeah, what are you curious about?
How come we're not in space and then we're not like overlooking, you know, humans and Whoa. We're not them?
Well, how do you Whoa. Know? How do you know that we are not?
Wow.
I mean, how are we talking about them
yeah.
and not about us?
I mean, way to kick off a segment. I mean,
man,
I don't know.
You know.
Well, what can you know?
You know, yeah, that's the question.
Information.
You
know, so. What is information?
I mean, yeah. But, so,
you know,
so
that's a philosophical question. You know,
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Does it relate, in fact, to the fact that maybe if you say apple pie, you could pie. You could maybe even manipulate those
but
who
like, how
we
do you
believe
know that who said that
the apple pie thing?
Call yeah, say again.
That was somebody that had dealt with an abduction and learned it as a technique.
Oh, apple pie, apple pie.
Because people who are abducted are abducted their whole lives.
Right, it's a
not
thing.
Not just once,
yeah.
It happens hundreds of times.
Yeah,
really?
they go through these terrible, terrible phases, yeah. And then they get brought into these ships, and they're
they
asked...
They can't escape from it?
No. It's
no,
nothing like
you're
that.
Powerless.
You're powerless. You can't do anything.
Pineapple.
So they'll say, here's the letter A. And this is how we execute the letter A in our language. And they'll say, you must now execute the letter A that you know in our scope of language. And if you don't, they will suffocate you.
Mm.
And if you do, they will give you blasts of euphoria. But if you fall for that euphoria shit, you're a mark.
Yeah, don't
or
fall
am I
for
bugging?
That. No, there's that's I've
so
heard stuff like related to that.
Die.
I don't know.
No, you know, I don't know. It's a research thing for them. You know, they're trying to figure out how we work, the ins and outs.
What
there's a lot of sexual
yourself,
manipulation.
Though?
Yeah, what's with the sex
there's
stuff?
A lot of
really?
Sexual stuff where they're pulling sperm, they're pulling eggs, they're creating hybrids. Sometimes people are shown their hybrid babies when they're taken on the craft, and they're told to hold the baby, and it looks like half human, half big eyes, like all sorts of crazy shit like that.
What
and
about,
I've heard of people dropping the baby because they're scared.
Of course.
And like weird stuff like that.
So what about like the Jim Sparks stories of like they wake up, they've already gone through years and years of abductions. They're
sure.
used to it. They've learned to deal with them.
Yeah,
they've
you
learned
deal with
to,
it.
You've learned, they become almost, you know, it's the hostage thing where like you become, you,
yeah.
you know them, you learn about
yeah.
them, you
yeah.
love them in a weird
yeah.
way.
Yeah. They're not necessarily yeah. evil. They're just scientists
oh,
in the way that.
Listen, we.
Post-moral.
When a fisherman says he loves mm-hmm. a rainbow trout, I
right.
love this rainbow
yeah.
trout. I love it. I love it. Yeah, you put a hook in its fucking mouth
yeah.
and you pulled it out of the water.
Put a
you
probe
asshole.
In its ass. Yeah,
yeah exactly. But I love
probe.
It. I love
but
it.
I love,
I love
it.
I want to know about it. Yeah.
I want to put it on my. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the different types of experiences? The positive is the. What? Experiencer?
Yeah, there's experiencer is, I think, neutral.
Oh, I got to know everything. Tell me all the different
God, I'm trying
yeah.
to remember.
You have to classify.
Okay, tell me the classifications.
Yeah, gosh.
If you know them. If not,
I don't totally
know.
Remember, but I know that yeah. experiencer, I think, is neutral, and that's the John Mack. Y'all should check out a documentary about John Mack called Experiencers.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Which is, you know what I'm talking about. And it's all about the different abductees and trying to be neutral about. And it has to do with Bud Hopkins, too.
And is it true that...
He's the OG.
Bud Hopkins is the original
the
guy. That's true. And is it true, in fact, that... is it true, in fact, that Harvard University kind of fucked with John Mack a little bit because of his
they
beliefs?
They were embarrassed about his research. And so they did a whole study about... to review all his research.
And what was his research?
His research was about... Basically, he... got in touch with people that kept saying they were being abducted. He looked at it from a psychological perspective. He was a psychology professor there, PhD, Pulitzer Prize winning dude, super smart.
Sure.
And he studied it for a long time and ended up concluding that it was not a fantasy, a psychological fantasy. It was some sort of real phenomenon. There's too much overlapping evidence between the different
right.
abductees from all over the world, et cetera, et cetera.
And
Harvard concluded that his research was totally sound and they had to just shut up about it.
And then he
mysteriously died. And I'll tell you, a family friend who's a colleague, my parents are shrinks, and they all know each other. And they, one of my good family friends was good friends with John Mack at Harvard and said that everybody thinks that he was taken out. He was getting way too close, way too mainstream with his research, and basically he was pushed into the road and right in front of a car and taken out.
But doesn't that speak... He was hit by a car?
He was hit by a car. That's how he died. And he was in England, and he somehow went into the street in a weird way that he normally wouldn't have, like in the wrong side with the cars coming the right, you know, the wrong way. But the thing is, he had lived there a bunch, and he knew what he was doing. He was super smart, and it's all BS. And he was told, like, people, his close friends think he was taken out. That's all I'm going to say. I can't give any names of people.
I mean, obviously
but
not.
Can we do something?
Well, yeah, let's do something. Hold on. Whatever you want
to
do.
I would like Odetta to kind of, because Odetta had this painting up.
Oh my God!
At her country house, and Juan saw this.
I was going to ask about it. Yeah. You think Odetta was abducted or something
she
like that?
She painted some very bizarre things that are very similar to paintings that abductees will depict.
What was
so
it?
Ask Odetta, like, let's get to the bottom.
Yeah,
of it.
Can we get her on the microphone? Are you on
yeah,
there?
Yeah, she's right there. She's
hi.
Right.
Hey, Odetta.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
So.
Yeah, tell us, please.
When I was in second grade, we went to Nevada. Mm-hmm. We went to Las Vegas as a family. It was a big family trip. And it's become part of the legend of our family's mythology with bad punctuality. So we were on our way back, and we were supposed to take a plane. We missed the first flight. Our parents, being the great parents they are, they're like, let's go do an adventure. So they hired some weird limousine driver to take us out into the desert because we had a few hours to kill. And in that time, we were in this weird limo. Our parents talk about it. The guy was trying to kill them. It was a really bizarre scenario.
What?
And my only memory of it is sitting in the back of the limo, and I have this tiny little plastic alien that I had won from a Las Vegas with a jewel in his third eye. And while I was sitting in the limousine, I had this vision in the middle of the desert, Nevada. And I had this vision of aliens and a whole storyline. And I gave them the names Darkness and Dot, but I haven't really known what that was all about. And then all my artwork from that age was about aliens. I wrote books about it. Whoa. So I don't know, maybe just being in the desert, I got something in my third eye.
You can mentally get stuff from them, too, without being in physical... Like, a lot of abductions are not actual physical abductions. Mm-hmm. They're psychological abductions.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, I mean...
So that could have... You never know.
I certainly didn't leave the limousine with my family. They would
have known.
Also, side note, we missed our second plane because of this. You know, we had to wait for it to come.
This is fascinating. Can I say something? I have never fucking missed a plane. Can you stop missing planes?
I've never missed a plane either.
What's going on with you?
Man?
That would have prevented the whole alien shit. If you just made the
first plane
I
ever missed in my life with this girl.
This is what I'm saying. Am I right?
No, I wear a watch.
Jack, don't we always talk about it? Like, I would never. Wait, who misses a plane?
Hartman's never missed planes.
No, we always miss planes.
We always miss planes.
Anyway, so I painted this painting of two aliens and then a small person, maybe a child with a speech bubble says help. It's hanging up at our country house. Yeah. Juan was a very esteemed member of Craft Fest number 25. Aaron couldn't make it this year.
No, but I was there last year.
Anyway, so Juan sees his painting and he says, oh my God, tell me more. This is so classic abduction, child abduction. So can you tell me more? Because I don't really know.
It's going to be a lost time
situation. The whole help thing. There's two grays. Actually, I'll tell you, Ryan, our keyboard player in Small Black, he has a I'll tell this for him. He would tell this if he was here. He was in Long Island, and he had an up-close encounter where they saw a flying disc from, like, 400 feet away.
Sure.
He lost, like, 2 hours of his time. He doesn't know what happened.
Yeah, what's the lost time thing? I'm trying to
figure it out. Because they're able to kind of... that's why people use regression hypnotherapy to get a lot of his memories back.
Because it's something that happened in your subconscious.
They're able to clear your conscious memory of what happened, because they don't want people remembering, you know?
Why? I want to remember.
But sometimes people do remember.
If you never remember, you'll live forever.
Mm.
And the alien never told me that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like you may have had some encounters.
I'm sorry, what?
I think I encountered a few aliens.
Yeah?
But I'm not sure if they were on this list that I just saw.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever like, on the train and you're like, that person's an alien?
I had one encounter where I thought somebody was a hybrid. Because they do live amongst us.
Dude, I'm telling you, I see them. I'm telling you, I see them all the time.
You can tell, like, they're very tall, and sometimes they have, like, the eyes are weirdly spaced.
Dude, I'm always
larger.
Exactly. And I'm always like, is this person, like, adjusting to their new exoskeleton?
Totally.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, say, person ain't right. Like, they're not in their right, like, body or something. I see that stuff.
Yeah,
no, but you gotta trust a child's painting. I mean,
I agree. You know about the Zimbabwe school
in the 90s that was visited by an alien craft.
Oh, I don't know. You gotta tell me about it.
Well, the aerial school in '94, mm-hmm. aliens touched down. The Grays did, and they touched down at this elementary school, and you know the whole class, 20 so students, saw this, was mesmerized. And
beings came out.
And this is something she's talking about, this painting that she's done
jumping around.
And possibly there's an experience. But they interviewed these kids years later, and the event
they're not really supposed to reveal themselves, and we're definitely not ready.
Well, what about all that talk about how it's really just us, people in high science positions, playing with our minds and making us think there's aliens, and then being like, there are no aliens, and then we're like, there are, and they're like, we are, there are.
It's like a rabbit hole to disinform us and take our mind away from the, you know, military oligarchy that's controlling the planet. Nah, that's a whole other.
Yeah, but don't you think that maybe some of the aliens could be us?
They're so integrated into our power elites by this point.
Right, that it doesn't matter. We're both.
And we're
it's like Republicans versus Democrats.
Well, it's like the way that they manipulated our ancient DNA to make us more in their image.
Oh, like Anunnaki like the ancient, type?
Yeah, then Anunnaki and all that stuff. So we may not even be who we are if it wasn't because of them. We might just still be like fucking, you know, in the jungle, fucking chilling.
What about the serpent
peaceful,
stuff?
Maybe.
You know about the serpent stuff?
Well, like the reptile
yeah.
guys.
Well, there's an obsession with the serpent image and the reptilian image, and,
the
and that's across all cultures. You know what I mean? That's when you start to see weird patterns. Cultures that never interacted, depicting the same gods, the same serpent gods, and all that stuff. You got to wonder. The same flood, and now we're starting to see a lot of the biblical stuff to be proven to be some sort of maybe real, and they were just telling the story of what was happening.
Right.
These beings are coming from the sky. We're going to call them gods. Were they gods or were they just extraterrestrials? I mean, classic season one Ancient Aliens, but
I'm saying,
you know, there's something to it.
But then it's like the Sumerians saw fucking reptiles too.
The Sumerians are the classic ancient alien people.
But then it's like, well, there's no aliens in the Bible. But it's like, there might be.
Oh, the Book of Enoch. A lot of the parts of the Bible that dealt with that were removed or edited later on.
Sure.
Because once the elites realized what was happening, they wanted to withhold a lot of this from the people. That's why, like, the Freemasons at the highest levels, they're obsessed with these architects of the universe, the ancient Egyptians. They're obsessed with that stuff. They believe that they were real gods that ruled the ancient Egyptians.
And now that...
And this
that
is, like, the people who are, like, our presidents and shit. They believe this stuff, literally. So, you know, I'm just saying...
Well, but now that the bubble of popularity surrounding the Illuminati and the Bavarian Illuminati has, like, sort of popped and stuff, I was always,
now they're
like,
re-changing their plan.
Right, exactly.
Now they're readapting. But, you know, that's just what's going on, you know.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
You think aliens say, hey, what's up?
Mm. Hey, what's up?
I think they do something else that's similar, but a little more profound.
It's, hey, what's up? What's up in our mind?
Hey, what's up? What's
well,
up
listen, this is fascinating.
I mean, there's so much.
And of course, you're familiar at all with the Billy Meier stuff.
Of course. You know, I think I'm a little skeptical of Billy Meier.
I also am.
But I find it interesting. But then his wife kind of turned on him, and I was like, ah.
Oh, see, I don't know about
that.
If
she's turning on his story, then I don't even know anymore.
I like the scandals.
All right, well,
Everyone should check out Stanton Friedman debunking the debunkers. Because there's a lot of fucking debunkers out there. And the thing is, we need to take them... You know, you need to be as skeptical of the debunkers as you are of the people who believe in stuff. That's all.
Caller.
Don't take them out.
Caller, hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Billy Go calling from Bushwick.
Hey, Go, how you doing?
Hey, I heard about the Zimbabwe school incident you guys were talking about.
Sure,
sure. Everybody knows about that.
I just saw that documentary and I saw them get interviewed 10 years later.
Yes.
And some of them were readily acknowledged the fact of what happened to them when they were younger, and some of them sort of didn't even want to talk about it directly, and they were like, yeah, something happened. Something definitely happened, but they didn't say aliens, they didn't say contact.
Right, sure.
Do you think people just aren't ready to accept the reality of it because it's too scary, like seeing a real alien, or do you think that it's more aliens suppressing it in our minds? Like, is it more us suppressing it, or is there more them suppressing us?
Fear, good question.
Really good question. Yeah. I think we like to meet in the middle with them on it. We just kind of high five right in the middle.
Yeah,
it's half us, like Christopher Walken in Communion,
yes,
sort of taking his whole life to come to realize what had been happening to him, and then the other half just natural. The actual alien superpowers.
There might be some alien sending out some sort of pulse that maybe tries to get clear our minds, but at the same time, I think it was very traumatic for these kids. And so I think that they're in a little bit of denial of what happened.
I would be too. Listen, traumatic it's stuff scary. Puts you in denial.
You got beings from other star systems visiting. They look scary. The kids describe them as being kind of scary.
Listen, if something traumatic that's earthly happens to you as a child, you might force yourself to forget it also, frankly. Yeah. And Billy, thank you very much for your...
I have one more quick question.
Okay, come on with it.
Do you think because we live in the age of like cell phone videos and pictures and everything and surveillance, do you think there's going to be an event in the near future where alien contact is caught on cell phone by a lot of people and it's just like mass consciousness finally breaks through and everyone's ready to accept? That's gonna,
yeah.
I think
great
not.
Question,
yeah.
caller.
I think it's gonna just take one of those things where it's the smoking gun. People want the smoking gun, and you know, I think it's gonna happen. It's only a matter of time, and I think the elites know that it's gonna happen, and that's why they are allowing CNN, all these news networks, to talk about UFO sightings because they realize they can't control this information anymore. So, yeah, I think it's going to happen.
I mean, that is how
years.
You will find out about it. The most important event of human history will be shared on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a smoking gun.
For what it's worth. Yeah. Well, listen, smoking gun coming from someone who is curious and educated on aliens. Speaking of smoking guns, there's a bunch more to talk about, so why don't you stay tuned. We're going to go to Herbert Swivington for about 5 minutes. We'll be right back. Gunwash.com. Callers, keep it coming. 718-497-2128. Small Black is in studio. Don't get abducted.
Do not.
This is Odetta Beth Hartman, and you're tuning into Gunwash Live.
Yo! Ganja smoke, best in 1, 2, 3. Yeah!
Anything Desmond McLean for me gun?
I just spoke, best in 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Cause them is so interesting, some fucking guns free. Boom, yeah. Cause some big long gun out, run out on them. Hexa load the pad, run out on them. Why them from light, it's run out on them. Jackstars, gorillas, come out on them. Big long gun out, run out on them. Hexa load the pad, run out on them. Why them from light, it's run out on them. Jackstars, gorillas, come out on them. Fuck as you meant nothing to me. Don't think your words, something to me. You're storing up the anger that's something to me. Kill them, fuck as nothing to see. You're exhorting, you're thinking bloody self. Go and bring the dirty mock yourself. Yo, erase your ugly self. Go fuck a girl and stop fuck yourself. Be a long gun and run up on them. Extra load the ball, then out on them. War them from night till sun out on them. Gangsters, gorillas come out from his wand. Yeah, pussing like firing bullets like. Fuckers don't know what we're looking like. Yeah, them fuckers moving like.
Motherfuckers.
I'm gonna find out enough of them are funny. Like, they're speaking at them and they're mad at me.
when it pussy goes up. This me crew, you hear something goes up. Government, dance, dance, dance. Where are you from? You mad? Gangster, forget. Shot, no fire, get shot. Bullet, in forget. Shot, where you at? Bullet, then forget. Shot, no fire, get shot. Bullet, in forget. Shot, government. Man, man, have a gun when it pussy goes up. This me crew, you hear something goes up. Drive past them and wet them up with it. Yeah, me gyal a come out. When does he come and set the tribe crew? Them no in a long conference with them. But this man from Mountain View, where you bleach in a truth of it, only ever run up in a. Are you want you we get it? Me been said it. Them a bullet that we make you like edit. You white shot where you a fan. Me we make your blood leak already. So I better you forget it. Go home and go bed it. The news if it spread it. Bad man, me done your life like selling a credit, and nobody can save you. Every ten paramedic, I me love war till we all a biggie. Bad man have a gun when it goes it goes up. This me crew, you hear something goes up. Drive by past them and twist them up with it. The right, see me and me gyal a come out. When does he come and set the tribe crew? Them no in a long conference with them. But this man from Mountain View, where you bleach in a truth of it, only ever run up in a.
We like
talking, talking, talking.
Don't know.
Boy, I use more
blood clot, much of that bad man.
Don't know, star.
Yo, we like running my youth.
Talking, talking. Lip up. Shot too much on that blood clot, bad man.
Tell anyone of them pussy they fi try. Teach them a bad man bury head without tie. Kappa in a berry tab, boy, big toe tie. Make my cat and come go run fucking a them eye. Anyone of them pussy they fi try. Show them a bad man bury it without eye. Papa in a berry tap why big toe tie. Make mother can come go worm fucking a son.
Why you smoke we must rifle. Chest plate must that must stifle.
Kill around here now look tight.
Bus gun done it then recycle.
Bricks done tell me me too idle.
Walk with matic and two bible.
I got a new one.
No AK rifle.
Put laddin in a bin figure recycle.
Book the two of them pan two cycle.
Make man move two from two cycle.
Take it why
is a new cycle.
Put it in a bricks done two cycle.
Your skelter wow. Into rubber sieve.
You take it to a next level class evil.
Me get it full, me no half evil.
Put bullets like none in a ras people.
Yeah. Tell anyone of them lick a pussy they fi try. Show them a bad man bury it without eye. Kappa in a berry tap boy big toe tie. Make maga tank come go worm fucking a them eye. Tell anyone of them pussy they fi try. I show them a bad man bury it without eye. Kappa in a berry tap boy big toe tie. Make maga tank come go worm fucking a them eye.
Real bad man no use up. Lip, juice, merita, straight
rubber grip.
On a pint, one cut, enough in a clip. Rest it in a farid, rest it pan lip. Rest it power, rest it pan lip. Some pussy will go, I love flip.
True.
Be mobile phone, them a the police tip.
Them pussy clad lip, one zip.
What? Enough of them straight pass hip. And enough of them gal, I get secret for keep. I want empty the clip.
Now what?
Pass certain boy, we have panty a sip.
Scare them like tears from the crib.
Gunshot in a head side, when boy slips. Spoil body box sip. Shallow that.
The head side, the rip.
Tell me right. One of them lick a pussy if you try. Show them
up. Well, thank you, Herbert Splittington. We are on Gunwash, of course, available at gunwash.com. We have a caller on the line with questions caller. For our guest. Please proceed.
Who is this?
Caller!
Caller?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Hey,
up,
pal.
Dog?
How you doing? Say hello.
I'm in there, dog.
What's up, dog?
All right, so I come from an interesting perspective here. I'm from the healthcare community, and I deal with a lot of people that come in and out of anesthesia.
Interesting.
And one fucking thing that rocked my cradle, like, I mean, hardcore, was this one time this guy was coming out from the gas, and he swore on a stack of Bibles that he saw the light, and by the light, he said it was some extraterrestrial vessel.
Whoa.
So you're an anesthesiologist?
No, I'm a registered nurse. I take care of people in the ICU, and they're like,
nice.
You know.
That's interesting. My mom is a doctor, and she had an interesting dying patient that also, in the last moments, was starting to see this tunnel of light. There's a lot of theories about the afterlife. You should check out the Skull Experiment documentary on YouTube. It's really interesting. But I don't know. That could be explained as like a common thread psychological reaction, and
that's
a lot of DMT
is
being released in your brain when you're dying also, and that can lead to that kind of hallucinogenic experience. Not to say that it's not a real thing, and people have actually gone to the other side and come back and being resuscitated and said that they were like given a choice to come back and like they met this God and all that stuff. So I don't want to devalue that. I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
Listen, we
no, but
know.
I think you have a lot to say about that because like when you're on all these different chemicals and stuff, like you're having much more, you're having a different brain experience than
Absolutely.
People that are totally conscious. You know?
Yeah, but who's to say that the chemicals that are being released are not just unlocking parts of your brain that are
right.
real and we just don't use them?
I mean, we don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what we're all.
Yeah.
Talking about the same
well, when you're watching
here.
TV, your brain's operating on a different
alpha
frequency
or something. Right?
I mean, good point. I mean, Jesus Christ.
But fucking great show, dudes. Good luck and fucking thanks for the call.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
That's a good question, man. Thank you so much. That was pre-recorded. We didn't say that, so thank
but
you.
But I mean,
very much.
When you experiment with your brain state, I mean, well, you've done.
Yeah, I've done DMT.
I haven't done it. I don't know if I could take that.
I think
friend.
You could, man.
Really.
It only lasts 20 minutes, and it's the most profound thing I've ever experienced. I actually encountered these ancient Egyptian deities that were so powerful that I felt myself wanting to pray to them. And I'm completely never believed in anything.
Interesting.
And this is the first time, and I was like, oh, my God, there is this more advanced kind of architect of consciousness in the universe. And I started like I got on my knees and I started like sort of like I was just like praying and weeping.
Jesus
it was like
Christ.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Well,
and I've never
crying, weeping.
Well, weeping. The weeping willow.
Well, speaking of a more advanced architect, we do have the Mondo segment and I think he does have a story to say.
Mondo.
We should go there, right?
Getting around Mondo. Off your mouth. Woo, yeah.
One time. Hey, wait, well, we do have a caller real quick. Oh. Maybe Mondo can take the caller.
Yeah, have him take the call. Here.
Caller.
Can we get a female
you're on
caller
gun wash.
Let's get a female caller.
Caller, you're on gun wash.
Hello.
All female callers.
No female caller? It's all
Hello.
Good. It's all good.
Hello. This is Stonewall.
What up, Stonewall?
How you doing?
Hey, I live in Mount Shasta.
Oh,
shut
shit.
The fuck up. You live there?
That's Stephen Greer territory.
I wanted to talk to you. Last time I was out on my pontoon boat with my cousin Hector, and I saw an angel on top of Mount Shasta. I want to know what you guys think about that.
You're telling me you saw an angel on top of Mount Shasta?
No, I saw an angel, not a UFO.
I said an angel.
That's interesting because a lot
an
of times.
UFO, yes.
Angels have been actually the first mission to go out into space. These Russian guys, they looked out their window and saw an angelic glowing being that was hovering outside the window with them. So I think that there could be a relation between these angels and extraterrestrials. I'm just throwing that out there.
How do you live out there, dude?
I can believe that.
How is Shasta, bro?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I run a pontoon boat tour service with my cousin.
Yeah, what's going on today?
Whoa, man.
You sound like you're on a pontoon
That's
boat.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is crazy. Yo,
but
dude.
The angel I saw, he looked like Kirby Puckett.
Really?
Yeah.
So, oh man. So that's like a sports
Who's Kirby
reference.
Puckett?
Yeah, I don't know. Kirby
I think
Puckett's
he's a baseball player, right?
Yeah. I think there's a really good Chris Rock joke about Kirby Puckett. Anyway, moving on.
Was he a good baseball player?
I don't know. I want to like hold my breath underwater for like 20 minutes.
Okay, but
hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, pal.
Oh man, that was amazing, Mount Shasta.
Mondo. Getting around Mondo.
I sometimes think Jack ridicules me when he plays that song.
No.
That's an awesome song.
It's an awesome song.
I think it's sick.
Yeah, that's not.
I think next time Small Black should cover the Mondo song.
Yeah.
Now
that's
what I'm
going to
start doing. I'm going to ask all the musicians that come by to make their little, you know, remake of that song.
Now that's a good idea.
So what's up, Mondo?
What's up, Mondo?
I met this archaeologist the other day, right? That's rare to me. And she shared a story for me and blew me away. That kind of spooked me out. And it kind of is, it's not about aliens and it's not even about angels either. It's about her going to a campsite and her taking photos of this witch doctor that just appeared. I guess is a witch doctor or something. I don't even know. It was in Peru. So I guess it was one of those people. They came with a baby goat. I think they were about to sacrifice it.
Sure.
She took a picture of this person, and they automatically choked her.
What?
Really? Right?
Yeah, they just choked her and started like saying in this language. I think it starts with like, yeah, I wish she came and like, or me called in and said the story. It was like some weird language, just well, like just Peruvian.
Make sure, just make sure we get her for net. We get her to call in and tell the story.
Anyways,
that sounds crazy.
I guess she got cursed, right?
You because don't want to get cursed.
All her photos got like wiped out from her Instagram to her Facebook to her photos on her digital camera.
What do you mean? What does wiped out mean?
Right? Like. Okay, you ever seen the movie The Ring?
Yeah, yeah, like that. That's
Ringo.
Yeah.
That happened to all her photos?
That happened to all her photos, and then her Instagram got, like, blocked in. Like, it can't even, she can't access it. And her her Facebook, all her shit that had to do with photos
is gone. Crazy.
And she was, like, really, really spooked out that she had to go to, like, her family's house in Germany and in, like, in New York. And she's, like, from New York, too, so she wouldn't even, like, make this bullshit up.
Yes.
I've got a caller on the alien hotline.
Oh, man.
Caller, what's your name? We got a female? Where are you calling from?
We got a female here.
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey,
yeah,
pal.
Brooklyn. We got a female. Woo!
Right. Whoa, it sounds crazy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. Crazy. What's your name?
My name is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
How you doing?
Hey, good. I heard some conspiracy about, like, some aliens that were really, really tall, kind of, like, Nordic looking.
Yeah, the tall whites.
Yeah, the Pleiadians.
Well, the Pleiadians, yeah.
What that want to be like?
Sure. Oh. What did you hear?
I want more details on them. Kind of confused.
Well, if you're talking about them...
Are they actually aliens, or do they live in the mountains?
Sure, the Pleiadians are these... They call them the Nordics, is the sort of, like, CIA term.
Well, you know, the Caucasus Mountains. I mean, we are Caucasian. And
yeah.
We come from the Caucasus Mountains, and it is said that often there are alien references to
okay,
that.
They're white, right? Like, they're human-looking.
So I'm going to say that Hitler was obsessed with this particular type of alien, and
absolutely.
That's a lot of the reason why he had these weird... theories about master race is because he was very obsessed with UFOs. That's like a known fact. You can look into this.
Okay.
And yeah, the Nordics are basically these tall, kind of like white, Caucasian looking beings that apparently have been visiting us for a long time. And they're supposedly kind of peaceful and positive, and they actually want us to like
learn
and like get to the level where they can disclose themselves to us.
But we can't because we're fucking
idiots. Fucked.
Yeah,
we're so fucked. But yeah, that is a certain type of alien. And actually, when we first discovered these, our government became a huge national security threat because people were like, we can't distinguish these people from humans.
Right.
So
that's what I'm talking about on the train.
But wait, how tall are they? And are they related to small black?
They are they're more related to tall white. Which is the sister band. It's a side project.
Yeah.
And they are between 6 and 7 feet tall, generally.
Can I ask you a question? Is small black because of tall, the tall whites?
No.
All right,
no,
okay.
No.
I just wanted to know.
In the multiverse.
Just, like,
yeah, sure.
Small, tall.
I know. No, that's a very, it's a really good observation.
I got something tall for you.
Oh, do not. We got a nice caller. We got a female. Now there's going to be no more female callers.
No, they'll continue. No, Andrea, you know that I was saying that in jest. I don't have anything tall for you. I'm a short.
He's super, yeah. He's more of
small
a gray
white.
Alien.
Yeah.
He's a
small
gray
white.
Alien.
I'm small.
Beer.
I'm small.
Beer.
I'm like small pink.
Is there a technology exchange program going on?
There is.
Yeah,
that's
we
another great question.
We
all right, I'm
going to
say
technology.
This real quick. Ready? When the first crafts were recovered and reverse engineered by a government, there are actual CIA documents that describe... things like fiber optics.
That's why Bob Lazar got in trouble.
Whoa. Yeah. Fiber optics, microchips, the internet, all this shit was basically shit that they
What? The tall whites created the internet?
Not the tall whites, the gray alien races when their crafts would crash. They would crash.
What do the tall whites have to contribute?
Just, I don't know, why don't you listen?
We're all right.
Well, no,
listen to their podcast.
You know, the tall whites, I'm not sure specifically, but I know that the gray alien crafts were crashing quite often due to our directed energy weapon testing. And when we were reverse engineer the craft, we would learn all this stuff about, you know, fiber optics, lasers. And so there's a lot of conspiracy theory that a lot of our technology comes from these early recovered crafts.
Where are they crashing?
So the grays are more substantial than the tall whites.
The tall whites are benevolent. Grays are...
they're shorter, but they're packing more, you know? You
might, they're
you
packing might, more heat for
you,
show.
You might find the tall whites to be a little bit more cute than the
You
than
would
the
be
grays.
More attracted to the tall whites for sure.
I sense.
I'm not trying
if,
to
if
call
you... If
you
had to make out with one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying to say that you're racist or anything.
Yeah, we're not profiling here.
We're not profiling aliens. They're all equally, you know,
hot.
Extraterrestrial
yeah.
and attractive.
Yeah.
But it's more that I just think you personally would be more into the tall whites.
You can,
yeah.
They're more
they
your
look
type.
More like us.
They look more like us. You would
hey,
be less freaked out.
Don't be racist.
But yeah,
us,
don't be racist.
Lady.
Gray, you know
are
white.
They skinny?
The tall whites are very thin.
Yeah, they're
well,
hot.
The Nordics are hot. The tall whites are actually even taller.
Yeah,
than
they're
the,
like hotties.
The Nordics.
But muscular Nordics. In the right ways.
Yeah, they're
are they on a specific diet? Like, what do you think they eat?
Just tons of plankton and crap like that.
Do you think they eat plankton?
No, I don't.
I feel like
I
they like,
think
don't
they,
eat or something like that.
I don't eat, dude.
They eat. They eat consciousness.
They eat.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't
eat.
I feel. Listen. Let me just say. I feel like an advanced version of humans wouldn't have to eat and shit all the time because it's a pain in the ass.
They would just take nutrients like a nutrient bath
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Soylent.
So and they take the occasional
like,
cow.
Like,
yeah.
Like
oh,
pool
cow
boy.
Abductions.
Like
it's a whole other thing.
Do like, they like to interact with us?
With you, they do.
They are very curious about human interaction. There's these tall whites. They're stationed near Las Vegas, and apparently the rumor is
Groom Lake?
That, yeah, exactly. He knows everything.
And the
rumor is that they like to go into Las Vegas and gamble, and they'll shut down the whole casino.
Oh, I didn't know
Why
that?
Do they love the
Wait,
desert
okay,
so much?
So how old do they live?
They those particular aliens, yeah, like 700 to 900 years. They get you know
Guinan age, really.
And they're very paranoid about like human contact because they live so long that they don't want to hurt their bodies in any way. So yeah. if you approach them in any
Wait,
sort
so
of,
how do they die?
I think they die eventually. They actually shrivel down in height
After
and become
900 years.
Yeah, they get shorter. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
They actually reverse in height.
They might die of choice.
They might
it's
just
possible.
Kill themselves.
They might. Well, what I go by
they
the
real
I go
I'm
by the Billy
alien once.
I go by the Billy Meyer model where it's like they've gone through enough levels of education and they're like, listen, I'm ready to go
to
where
the next
the
realm.
Next thing
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Call it quits.
They know about
well,
the afterlife.
I don't know if they have things like I don't know if they say things like that. I don't know if they say we're calling it quits. I think they're a little more ethereal than that.
Yeah, they're a little bit more advanced.
They're like terrorists.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew, these are great
it's
questions.
Like vampires, man. 900 years?
Yeah, dude.
Well, but also think about this. And again, I go by the Billy Meyer model of it because I just always heard the Randolph Winters tapes but as a kid. But, you know, they say that these guys, they get old enough where they call themselves, he refers to it as a king of wisdom. They get old enough where they become gods in the sense that they know more than everyone.
Right.
And they say, and according to Randolph Winters, and of course this is subjective, we don't know if this stuff is true, but they say that in Billy Meyer's records, he was told that you go through hundreds of years of education. You study
right.
every science.
Damn.
You study every math.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
You sound like you're smoking a blunt or something.
Are you smoking a blunt?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sarcastic.
Woo! I want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
We're jealous.
She I just want to
really
say.
Hey, thanks for the call. Great,
that was
great
really
questions,
great.
Caller.
Yeah, Andrew,
thank
Andrew.
You
wow.
for giving me more information.
Do you have any.
Is that
always.
Your real name, though? Is that your real name?
Andrea, do you have
and
any.
And peace and love.
Yeah,
and
bye.
Well,
I don't. I don't think that was her real name.
It's well, listen,
definitely
hey,
not.
Well, we're talking about sensitive stuff.
Yeah, nobody wants to be tracked.
Yeah, we don't want to be.
Although they know my name, I'm
although,
already.
You know, talking about where it's all going, there is a story about you know these people that combine all their knowledge and just kind of put it in a computer, send it out into space, and then eventually it just kind of becomes this super smart, all powerful, all knowledgeable entity, and that could be where they're headed. Could be where we're headed.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree, to be honest with you.
You know, you just package up Wikipedia and send it out.
But then again, it's like you know, and it's like, you know, because Bob Lazar.
Oh, Bob Lazar.
He said all that stuff about how, like, the propulsion systems are basically, like, you know, flying saucers, they float without sound and without an engine because they're falling magnetically. They're falling onto themselves.
Right. They're just creating a differential gravity in front of them.
They're going, exactly.
Yeah,
they're falling around the
atmosphere. A lot of people are starting to put that
stuff. There's progress made this week on
we have all
that. They just figured out how to create energy out of the void the first time in NASA.
Antiparticles, dark matter.
Yeah, and many people believe that we leverage that information out of them. And some people think that's bullshit.
You can bet your damn ass we did.
Yeah, I mean, I believe
it. The CIA would leak this stuff to universities for research with the understanding that whatever they would develop, the military could use that information for their own.
Yeah,
like Lockheed Martin.
But we aren't.
Do you know what the guy from Lockheed Martin said in his final speech? He gave a speech at Princeton. He said, "We have the technology to take E.T. home." That's a quote. I'm going to say it again. "We have the technology to take E.T. home." Head of Lockheed Martin. For him to say that, you know what I'm saying?
I got
to
say,
Stargate technology, anti-gravity, we have it already. We're thousands of years, if not millions of years, advanced from what people think we have. And they're keeping this a secret from the public and letting us just destroy our planet through carbon-based, emission-based BS technology.
At least a few iPhones. We got a few iPhones.
We got a few iPhones. That's nice.
Further down the line.
Got an iPad. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, the said, new one comes out in September.
Pretty decent.
Said in a more elegant way than I think has been said on Gunwash before from our friend Juan. And, of course, Jeff
Thank
was
you.
Here from Small Black. Now, I don't really like to talk about music that much because it's stupid.
Sure,
but
it's
like,
so stupid.
But where can we find some Small Black?
Oh, wow.
Is that stupid?
You can
go on
our Facebook.
It's so not important, right?
iTunes.
Like, you don't care.
It's so not important compared to the real shit that's happening with aliens, but, you know.
Do you think NASA knows?
Oh, my God. If,
yeah, forget about NASA.
NASA is a tool of the military. Yeah, but go on.
It's a logo, man.
Yeah.
I bet.
It's a military institution.
I'm all about logos, right?
Logos are sick. Look at their logos. There's weird shit on there.
Yeah, like the FedEx logo. There's an arrow in it.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
The NASA one has crazy logos that are things that the astronauts saw when they went to the moon. That's little like V shape.
Yeah, that shit you can looks see crazy. That off I'm the looking at it right now.
You can see the reflection of that exact thing on one of the astronauts' glass. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think they
iconography?
They know everything that's going on at the high levels.
Do you think they know if aliens blink?
Fuck.
That's a great question.
Does an alien blink?
I've heard.
Do you think there's such a thing as an alien snitch?
No, that's Jack. Jack is an alien snitch. Jack, you're an alien snitch, man.
Snitch it for
God.
Cash.
Where's the echo on here
fucking
when we need it?
Sorry.
Snitch.
Apple pie.
Much great knowledge said from our friends from Small Black. I can't, you know, we've had a lot of alien shows, but I don't think we went this in depth on so many different subjects on this than we have on this particular night. Small Black, I hope that you guys can come back again. It would be so great to have you back again. And you know,
we'll
I think
back.
Mondo is right. We should do a Small Black version of the Mondo song.
Maybe, what about an acoustified version?
Acoustic's great.
Yeah, we like that. We need drops and then we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yo, let's just do drops, guys.
You gotta be like, yo, this is Juan from Small Black. I'm an alien and you're listening to Gunwash or something like that.
Yo, what's up? It's Juan from Small Black and you're listening to Gunwash on Heritage Radio.
Excellent.
Wow, that was the best one we've had in a while.
Yeah, seriously. And that didn't even have an effect on it.
I went dry.
We'll put post
dry.
On that.
Please put some post on there.
And for you, sir.
Yeah. Just a little drop.
I mean,
a
little shout out. It's there for you. It's an open.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Jeff, Small Black. This is Gunwash Heritage Radio. It's all just the name. You see NASA, you look it up. You see Graham Hancock, you look it up. You see Small Black, you look it up. You see Tragedy and Hope, you look that up.
Wow,
two for two.
Very
nice. Well, listen, thank you guys so much for coming on. I am honored
so many
to have
here.
You. We've had so much fun this evening, and I hope we can do it again soon. Mondo, thank you, Odetta,
Thanks,
and
Mondo.
Jeremy, and Jack.
Sorry,
thank you very much. And have
Amazing.
A very, very good night. You can find us on gunwash.com, and Slivington will now pull up music forever, baby.
This is Pisciacci. I'm here at Gunwash. Stay tuned.
Searching to find the one. 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 Sear
anything, Desmond McLean, Vinny gone. Anything, Desmond McLean, Vinny gone.